USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Up to 25,000 National Guard troops are heading to Washington, D.C. ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration on Wednesday. A Guard spokesman saying their mission will be to support federal law enforcement and protect the nation's capital. The Secret Service is in charge of security preparations. Reaction still coming in to President-elect Joe Biden's coronavirus stimulus plan that he unveiled on Thursday night. The plan calls for an increase in the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour and also sending money to state and local governments that were affected by the coronavirus pandemic. Regarding all this extra spending, Job Creators CEO Alfredo Ortiz reminds everyone.
So they're not worried about how they're going to pay for it because they just think we can keep printing money and there's going to be no impact.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Another state is reporting a case of the new COVID-19 variant that's continuing to spread around the world.
The variant of the coronavirus that was first detected in the United Kingdom has reached Oregon. Health officials announced late Friday the state's first case. It is not known where the individual contracted the new strain. They have no known recent travel history. The variant has been detected in at least 12 states in 50 countries. A strain from South Africa has spread to at least 20 countries. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say there is no evidence that the variants cause more severe illness or increase the risk of death. They also say it does not impact the effectiveness of vaccines. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Facebook and Twitter lost a combined $51 billion in market cap after their decision to ban President Trump from their platforms. Facebook and Instagram have restored the social media pages of President Trump on their platform as of Friday evening. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Harvard University is bowing to the woke left mob. That's according to Republican Congressman from New York, Elise Stefanik, as she is now removed from the school's advisory board for supporting the GOP's objection to the 2020 presidential election. The school announcing earlier this week that the four-term congresswoman from upstate New York and a strong supporter of President Trump was removed from its senior advisory committee in the wake of last week's attack on the U.S. Capitol due to her public assertions about voter fraud in November's presidential election. Stefanik telling the She Thinks Independent Women's Forum podcast,
I was the only person on the board that voted for President Trump and who actually has been on the ballot as a Republican. And now they have a totally monoculture approach. And the people that hurts the most are the students who come from different backgrounds, who have a different perspective and deserve that robust debate to hear different sides and to foster critical thinking.
Eight teams will battle to advance in this weekend's NFL playoff action. Today's matchups feature the Los Angeles Rams taking on the top-seeded Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field, followed by the Baltimore Ravens clashing with the Bills in Buffalo. The game in Lambeau Field set to kick off just after 4:30 Eastern Time, and the game in Buffalo at 8:15 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.